Well, hello everyone. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry King. Welcome to the Insight Hour.
Thanks. We appreciate you joining us tonight. We come to you every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight on the East Coast, and in Hawaii, it's about 6 o'clock tonight. And we cover the world's worst news. We also cover the world's best news. And there's a lot of both that are breaking, and a lot of that breaking news is actually breaking from our offices and the press releases. Sherry, why don't you share a little bit about some of the new material that's coming out?
Well, we have you're mentioning the Alex Jones stuff that's going to be about to break any minute. Yeah, basically, everybody knows about OxySilver. I know if you haven't tried OxySilver, definitely recommend trying it. It's the world's most powerful silver hydrosol, and it is the answer to actually, when people say, well, what do I do instead of getting vaccinated? Well, OxySilver is the answer to all of that. It's the answer to keeping your immune system healthy and also for you to be protected from people that are coughing on you and spreading these viruses and flus. And it really, really does help. I mean, it's amazing, amazing, powerful stuff. Anyway, we had basically we're advertising with Alex Jones, and he was promoting it with us. And then all of a sudden, he just stopped. He just didn't return our phone calls. We didn't know what to do. It was like, well, what's going on with Alex Jones? Well, as it turns out, he has actually took up sponsorship with another product called Silver Solution, Silver Soul. But upon researching the product, we found that that doesn't have very, very good things in it. Well, he couldn't quite understand why there was a 5-8 frequency in there. He would always constantly say something like, well, I don't really want to talk about this 5-8 frequency because he just didn't quite get it. So what happened was, and I'm just putting this out there, is this other product, Silver Solutions, has a frequency too. So he probably went to this other company and said, hey, you know, if I'm going to sponsor you, you got to put some kind of a frequency in there, but not quite getting it exactly what the frequency was.
And so I think really what it amounts to, and it's an odd way for us to start the show tonight, but you can see what's burning on our guests. The reality is that the Silver Salt product is a copy. It's basically a decoy product. You know what a decoy is in the field of hunting. You put a fake product out there, a plastic duck, and it basically becomes a decoy for the deadly shooting of other ducks that are suckered into the area. Well, that's basically what a decoy product is. And Silversol, which is heavily promoted by Alex Jones, sponsored by, you cannot believe this, but it is the reality, officials from Homeland Security. So anybody that knows Alex Jones knows he's constantly banging Homeland Security, FEMA, the Bilderberger groups, et cetera, et cetera. But he doesn't necessarily take on, he doesn't really cover the most intense material. You know, a lot of times he basically takes that material from different people. Well, in this particular case, they interviewed Sherry and I back in September. And what happened after the interview was that suddenly he dropped off the radar screen after we were paying him for advertising. And we had agreements, certain agreements that were in writing in place. All of a sudden he dropped off the radar screen. And within a few weeks and months later, we found out that Silversol was his new baby, and ultimately what they did is they defrauded the public incredibly. When you see the article that we're about to release and the documentation that comes directly from their websites, you'll see not only the links between the Silversol Manufacturing Corporation, which basically had attempted to put us completely out of business. So you've got Alex Jones partnering with the Mueller family, which was partnered with the Clifton Mining Company, which has a 22% share in the company that produces Silversol, and the major movers and shakers also in that company are the top officials for United States Homeland Security. And so what's interesting is that they stole the concepts of putting frequencies into a silver hydrosol that we advanced with 528 hertz. And what Sherry was talking about with regard to beware, buyer be very aware of this fraud, because it's not only a fraud in the sense that they took a photomicrograph, a electron micrograph, allegedly of a silver sol molecule, and showed it to have 6 circulating electrons, which is a doctored document It is non-existent. They doctored it. You can't possibly get 6 electrons circulating at that precise 6-sided hexagonal shape that Dr. Emoto and I made famous as related to the 528 hertz frequency of love. And the second fraudulent fact is that they're claiming that this silver salt product has a frequency in it that's associated with killing germs of ultraviolet light. But the frequency spectrum that they're citing is not even in the ultraviolet range. In fact, it is unknown what range or effects that particular item might, or frequency vibration might have in a resonating solution of a virtual double superconductor. Silver and water are double superconductors. And that ultimately, if you understand the research on ultraviolet light inducing cancers, particularly skin cancers, the aberrant radiation that would be spread by people to people via the double superconductor, the silver salt product to people, could be carcinogenic, could be a powerful homeopathic to cause cancer, and ultimately even potentially depopulation, which is precisely what the global industrialists want. It's precisely what FEMA and the Homeland Security officials are engaged in, and allegedly it's what Alex Jones has been fighting against.
Now, the question is, is Alex aware of what he's been engaged in?
Well, I think he is because he's not responded to your emails.
Well, I see. I sent him a letter. I was looking for an interview with him just to really, before we actually made this public, and get what his, actually what his side of the story was on it. Because really, I wasn't sure whether he was aware of it. Now that he has not answered the email, we're assuming that he is aware of everything that's going on here. Now, the thing that's interesting is, if you look at the sponsorship of Homeland Security and you look at what their agenda is, you realize that there can't be anything good that comes out of the Silver Solutions product. I mean, they're not, their whole agenda is to keep,
is to kill people most profitably.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And that's why the FDA is coming down on you right now because of the OxySilver.
Yeah.
But wait,
FDA actually supports Silver Salt. Not only has the FDA attacked us, and particularly myself, I'm having to respond, which is fine. I don't mind because I enjoy the dialogue between my office and their office. I appreciate the opportunity to expose the Food and Drug Administration officials in the fraudulent organization in which they work. And so we also have right now, it's just being launched, and you'll see this again if you're not a member of Healthy World Organization. Sign up as a Healthy World affiliate. Go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. Get on our mailing list. Get the wonderful program that we're offering. It's a $10,000 valued website. You get it for free. There's nothing to buy that forces you every month to buy products. You don't have any of that. It's not like a multi-level organization. It's a cooperative. Get on our mailing list, and you'll have this kind of information. We're about to release this press release over the next week. This will come out. And you're hearing about it here first on the Inside Hour because it's sourcing from our office. By the way, if you missed last week's press release, we were actually in Massachusetts, and just before we left for Massachusetts, I had a family reunion in Massachusetts, and Sherry was joining us there. It was a wonderful time we had. But the reality was we had just launched this whole 30 pieces of evidence that indicated that the British Petroleum, the BP Halliburton Transocean oil rig explosion was definitely planned. And there's tremendous evidence for that, 30 reasons. And if you don't have that document, you should read that also. Go to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage. You'll see there a link to newsletter archives. And there, click on that, and you'll see all of the wonderful research we've been doing for years, including the wonderful articles Sherry's been publishing herself with regard to Michael Moore and the Partnership for New York City. The people at the heart of the international drug cartel have been wonderfully exposed by Sherry and her research.
Thank you, Dr. Holloway.
Yeah, so at any rate,
your research is fantastic, too, and there's so many people out there that have been following your work for years. I mean, everywhere we go, people come up to you and say, oh, I'm a really big fan of yours. So,
hey,
you know,
mutual admiration society.
Definitely. We also have an ad coming out right now in the Radio TV Interview Report, and this is a really good one.
Yeah.
It's, interview big pharma's Bonnie and Clyde on why they are stealing profits and secrets from banksters to protect humanity. And there, I don't know if you can see it, but probably not. There is a...
Yeah, go ahead. Pop it right up front. You can see it. Right there. There you can see it.
There you go. Okay. So anyway... Basically, we have this ad going, and then we just took photos as Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a photo shoot the other day as Bonnie and Clyde. We're, you know, any which way possible that we can get in the face of the beast and wake people up. And, you know, what's interesting, we recently had another. This is a fascinating conversation. Before we get into this, let me just pay tribute to our sponsors for tonight's program.
Sure.
But I want to talk about, then afterwards, I want to talk about this concept of pussyfooting around issues.
Yeah.
There seems to be a majority of activists out there, and not just in the vaccination arena, but also now in the global depopulation and crisis capitalism is literally what it amounts to, where you explode an oil rig in the Gulf, you create this catastrophe, you could create this hideous expense and pollution, not just of the environment, but of we the people, and it's very profitable. It's a whole industry. But anyway, before we get to that, let me just pay thanks to a couple of our sponsors. I mentioned HealthyWorldStore.com. Because of your support on Healthy World Store, we've been able to keep going. We've actually been able to continue doing what we're doing, what most of you appreciate, obviously, if you've been paying attention to our program over the years, and certainly the last several months. You see how important the work that we're doing is, how many people we're waking up. It's wonderful. And we're saving a lot of lives, and that's really the mission. It's to serve Creator and to help each other to sustain ourselves throughout this period of depopulation, of global genocide. And so everything that we know, we relay to you. So we're really at the front lines of the worst news, the best of the best. I want to, again, bring your attention to something that we've been working on for now more than 2 years, actually. It really goes back initially, the concept for what we're about to launch, 528records.com or i528tunes.com. i528tunes.com or 528records.com. They'll link to the same place over the next couple of weeks. You'll see this go online. We've been working diligently on creating the software and the internet opportunity for you to transpose all of your music, all of the world's music, which, again, because of Healthy World Store and your support, buying books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, distributing this information to others, as well as purchasing the outstanding healthcare products that we have that not only save lives, but really makes us even like Primo Life young again. I mean, it's unbelievable how wonderful these products are, and I urge you to try them at least for a month. There's a full money-back refund. We have very, very few people that ask for refunds, and we're glad to give it because ultimately life is too short. We want to make friends, not enemies. So ultimately everything is really from the heart. It's guaranteed, and it is fabulous. HealthyWorldStore.com is what sustains us through some of the other donations that you have been providing. And so that's what keeps us going. And this wonderful launch that we've been preparing for of 528records.com is the best of the best news, because if you understand spirituality, if you understand it is the Holy Spirit that does all the healing, and if you understand what spirit is, it's energy, and what energy is, it's electrons, and the way that electrons spin, and the frequency vibrations, the musical mathematics, literally, that keeps the cosmos going, is really what this whole thing is all about. If we want to optimally uplift ourselves spiritually, sustain ourselves, and heal ourselves, we really want to get a fundamental understanding of how the Creator works through sound, color, light, frequency, energy to uplift and sustain everything. Greatest example is the green grass that grows. It's this greenish yellow color, like the rest of the botanical world has selected this precise color to be the principal frequency of the botanical world, like chlorophyll, like the green grass, like a baby bud budding in springtime. This is 528 hertz frequency. This is what the silver salt people knew. And in an effort to block us, going back to that issue with Alex Jones, in an effort to block this literally evolution and consciousness, revolution and healing, and this whole expose of how we the people have been dumbed down energetically through frequency, particularly music, through the A440 Hertz standard tuning instituted by the Rockefeller Foundation, has literally been suppressing our spirituality and our ability to be all that we can be.
And you can read an article that Len wrote on medicalveritas.org. Scroll down to the bottom. It's about the third article down. You can read that. It's an amazing article. Talk about what the Rockefellers did to institute that 440 frequency and how basically they made that the standard tuning where it was causing media, it was causing people to be
mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria.
That's
being
what it was
manipulated
for.
By this music.
So now, you know, actually, if you read that article, you'll know where all of a sudden in Elvis Presley's age, instead of women swooning over their beloved Frank Sinatra's, they started to scream. And what you'll realize when you read the article that I published based on James Tobias's research in the Rockefeller Archives, you'll realize this came out of war research for mass hysteria, psychosocial stress induction for wartime. And all really they had to do is induce with a frequency 6 to 8% of the population of, let's say, women in the audience to start screaming and getting hysterical, and the rest of the audience followed suit, because that's part of what behavior is about. It's like, you know, the models and the alpha males and females create the model for others to follow. Anyway, go ahead, Sherry. I didn't want to interrupt you on that.
No, I mean, I just gave people a direction on doing that. I want to get to talking about what we were talking about.
Yeah, so let's transition back to this. Okay, so what we've shared tonight so far is we've got this Alex Jones Silver Saul scam, a total fraud, taking our work with 528 hertz frequency, Oxy Silver, the most profound solution for infectious diseases, heavily suppressed. NASA technology, again, it's available on healthyworldstore.com. It's one of the affiliate network, the Healthy World affiliates as you join. That's one of your products that you'll be able to sell and distribute through your store that we give you. That product has been copied now by the Silver Salt people. In fact, you know, 528 we've been talking about is the heart of everything, including the heart of love. So wouldn't you know that they created a product, Silver Saul Love, Love Silver Saul solution, where it shows a heart on the front label of their product. They also had another product, Guardian, where you see Oxy Silver Health Guard on our label. They took that model and they created the Silver Saul Guardian. Well, suffice it to say that you've got these globalists who are literally engaged with the Homeland Security officials, stockpiling, including the Silver Saul products, and then putting it at these frequencies that can potentially induce cancer instead of love, instead of green and sustaining frequency. They copied us. They've tried to put us out of business through Alex Jones. And then ultimately, this is kind of like what we're facing. Now, transitioning. We had heard this week from another colleague of ours who we greatly respect, articulating the concern that this kind of work that we do, that Sherry and I do, and that very few other people do, that is really nail the people who are causing these problems in humanity, literally nail the Rothschild League of banksters, the Rockefeller cartel, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists who are committing genocide under the guise of public health and national security. I mean, these folks do not agree with us. They think that we're too intense.
Too out there. I believe that they don't really believe what we're saying, because if they really did fully believe it, it's so hard for me to comprehend that they're not supporting us on the work that we do.
Because it goes back to this whole concept of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model. You've got to have, if you're faced with realizing that, let's say, a parent or let's say Uncle Sam is literally killing you, is committing murder. If you had that happen in your family, you'd have to go through what Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model deals with, which the first thing is denial. You know, and it was Schopenhauer who said, first of all, that the truth initially spoken is essentially annihilated, and that it goes through a series of first this whole concept of discrediting and lying and deception, ultimately before it gets to acceptance as a common understanding. In Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model, it's similar. You've got to go through denial, first of all. And so this is where even our intelligent colleagues or family and friends literally fall out. The window shade of disbelief goes in front of their eyes when you're trying to tell them a truth that is well documented, extremely well evidenced, and suddenly they're in denial. They're literally in their egocentric minds trying to make you wrong. And
well, it also goes back to, we actually had a TV show contact us this week.
Oh yeah, Truth TV.
Jesse Ventura
contacted us this week. They're thinking about having us on. Again,
I asked them who their sponsors were, and they say it's the pharmaceutical companies. So here you go. I said, well, you know, you people believe in what we believe in. They said, definitely.
Yeah, these are the producers.
But what are we going to do? And it's exactly like in the movie Pharma Whores. What I said was, it's a matter of sponsorship.
Yes, it is.
And the same thing goes with this colleague that we had that's not ready to jump on board. She's a person that gets interviewed by people all over. She does not want to lose her opportunity.
So, in other words, it's fear. Look at the way humanity is being manipulated to its own demise. It's through this concept of fear, because if this colleague is afraid that her colleagues are going to ostracize her if she tells the full truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
She won't be invited to any interviews because people will say, you're too negative, you're too way out there, and she's finding a way to conform.
And it's the same thing as Truth TV. You know, Sherry established with the Truth TV producers that indeed they're on the take from the drug cartel. So they hesitate in bringing me on because ultimately what they shared with us is the fact that, you know, man, that's a heavy duty subject, pharma whores. And then when you're offering not just the problems in the face, you're really exposing the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists like the Partnership for New York City Partners,
right.
Like Lloyd Blankfein, who's not only in Goldman Sachs, but also AstraZeneca, MedImmune, and then you've got Rupert Murdoch, who's not only News Corp.
These are pharma media.
These are the pharma media. He's heavily engaged with the Merck Pharmaceutical Company and CSL Labs. Yeah. These are people who are now gearing up to bring you, this coming fall, the swine flu again. The follow-up for last year's vaccination campaign for H1N1, they're telling us right now to be prepared. Probably we're going to start to hear this next month in August. That's probably.
And they're seeding the air right now.
And they're seeding the air with all the chemtrails and this whole issue with, think about this, folks. Where does rain come from? Rain comes from the oceans. And if you have now polluted all of that water in the Gulf, and all of that water is rising up, full of polluted, full of this Corexit from Nalco, which is basically Exxon, which is
actually bought out by Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs again.
And Apollo Group,
which veered the money from 9/11 into Las Vegas. This is what the Pharma Whores movie is about. And so we've got good news with Pharma Whores, too. We got an award this week. Isn't that wonderful? For Pharma Whores, I got my first film award.
The Film Accolade Award.
And we're going to have a commercial real quick. I still haven't even talked about, you can tell this show is really disorganized. I haven't even talked about fully the sponsors yet. I want to thank Don at BBS Radio.
I went somewhere else. So we'll mention the sponsors in the end.
Okay. Sounds good. So, but anyway, Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. Go ahead, Sherry. Tell them about what we did with Pharma Whores.
Basically, they were coming to set up Dr. Horowitz they wanted to bring him down for all of his alternatives because Penn and Teller support vaccinations. And, of course, the pharmaceutical cartel is the people behind Showtime. Sumner Redstone is the guy that runs it. And so they wanted to come.
Sumner Redstone Rothstein, right?
Exactly. He actually doesn't go by the name Rothstein. Wonder why. So they wanted to come here and film him and then discredit him, and they wanted to film me because I'm working with him as a journalist, and they wanted to put us in separate rooms, kind of like they do in like an immigration office, like a government type of operation.
Well, they wanted to catch us making some sort of a mistake.
They
wanted
to make us like find out, oh, well, look, the story doesn't match up. She says one thing, he says another thing. Well, we had the cameras rolling when they came, and we had the place set up for them. We had Wanted for Genocide posters on the wall. We had this other Showtime poster with all the different connections on there, like kind of like a puzzle. Had their bosses and the Rio Hotel and the Partnership for New York City and General Electric and all these people. And then the Wanted for Genocide posters had like the Queen of England.
Yeah, so go to pharmahores.com. If you go to P-H-A-R, like pharmaceuticals, pharmahores.com, you'll be able to get that a wonderful understanding of what Pharma Horse is about. There's download. It's downloadable by donation. You can order Pharma Horse by calling toll-free number also, 888-508.
Actually, they can go to Healthy World Affiliates.
Healthy World Affiliates. Sign up as a Healthy World Affiliate.
Yeah.
You get a discount. That's a great idea. So
anyway.
Go ahead.
I wasn't finished.
Go.
Anyway, so let me go. So they came in, and we had our cameras rolling, and they ran out with their tail between their legs, and it's all caught on tape. You can actually watch the trailer on YouTube, but go to pharmahores.com. You can read up about it. We're going to a film festival screening.
All right, tell them about the film festival.
It's going to be at the Vancouver Convention Center, which is right near Portland, Oregon, and that's going to be August. The screening's actually going to be August 22nd, I believe.
It's the Columbia. Columbia.
Oh, actually, August 21st.
River.
Saturday, August 21st.
Saturday, August 21st
yeah,
at the Columbia Gorge International Film Festival.
Exactly. It used to be Washougal, and then it was
changed because they expanded to the international arena. And so this is where we'll be screening Pharma Whores at the film festival. Is the date set in stone yet?
Yes, it's going to be August 21st, Saturday, August 21st at
what time?
8 p.m.
Wow, that's a prime time, Saturday night. Come to the Washougal or the
You're
Columbia
the area, definitely come.
River International Film Festival. Please
it's going to be
stop
at the
by.
Vancouver Convention Center, actually, and there's a Hilton Hotel adjacent to that that if you need to travel, you can stay at that hotel. And if you want further information on all of that, actually, you can email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com. And we basically what we were getting at before with what we're dealing with people who are unsupportive as far as colleagues is the same thing that we're dealing with the media. Well, this person that we're speaking of, she sent out a mass email saying basically about Obama's healthcare reform, signed this petition to stop him from letting it happen. Well, Obama's not in charge of that healthcare reform. You can believe it or you don't have to believe it, but I'm going to tell you folks, we need everybody to wake up on this. It's not a Republican, Democrat thing. It's also not a religious thing, as they made it out to be in 9/11. All these things are the way that they separate all of us. Now, we saw a billboard when we were in Massachusetts, which is a really interesting
man.
Billboard.
Yeah, we just came back from Boston. In the north end of Boston, as you go from really the most popular tourist attraction in Boston is Faneuil Marketplace, and then you cross the street and you're in the North End. And incredibly, right in the big, huge two billboards, one was advertising for joining the United States military, and right next to it, and both were Clear Channel.
Yeah.
And you know about Clear Channel Advertising Corporation.
Well, right.
Major movers
the
and shakers.
The biggest.
And so the other huge billboard facing this most populated part of Boston is an indictment of the Iranians, basically saying that these are the devil doers robbing all of the oil and all of the money.
This is where your money's going to actually support the people that we're supposed to be fighting against. That these are the people that we should be fighting against, folks. That's what they're making out to be. Again, a Muslim war, an American versus Muslim war, a religious war, Muslim versus Christian, I should say, because this country is based on Christian.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Christian-Muslim. It's a religious war they're making out to be, and right above it, join the military.
Yeah, so this is the propaganda, and it's right in your face, and unless you're awake and you have a brain cell operating left from all the intoxication and pollution that we've gone through, ultimately, you are at great and grave risk for falling into this gross deception and basically sending your children off to war or going off to war yourself. And again, what amounts to the globalist plan for World War III, ultimately China and Russia siding against the United States of America and the Brits.
And you must realize that all these billionaire elitists that we're talking about, the globalists, these people all sit down and eat dinner and lunch, breakfast, whatever it is, at the same table. They don't believe in religion at that level. Their religion is money.
Money.
The dead president is their religion. In America, it's the dead president. But it's what they believe in. And everybody who tries to put that in our face and tries to separate us through this Democrat, Republican thing and blaming Obama, constantly blaming it on Obama. Obama doesn't know anything. People wake up. The guy's a puppet. And if you think that he's responsible for any of this, you're crazy. Just like George Bush Jr., he was not responsible for any of this either. None of them were. Now, Bush Sr. was more responsible. He answered to a lot of higher-ups. Although it wasn't his, he wasn't the person in charge, he did take command from more higher up.
Yeah, because he's involved heavily in the banking industry and, of course, in the oil industry.
And Cheney as well.
Cheney with Halliburton. And of course, so that's who caused the explosion in the Gulf oil rig. The Transocean oil rig was exploded by Halliburton. And notice the media, again, distraction, deception is focusing on British Petroleum and Obama, Democrat versus Republican issues here. It's a gross distraction. And in doing so, it's an undermining of we the people and really justice being served, not just in the United States, but worldwide now.
Well, the basic thing is they're just going to play this game to discredit Obama because the next elections in 2012, his 4 years are going to be up. And now you have the people, we have to have a Republican for the next president.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's
doesn't
there.
Matter who.
It's all controlled. So
flip
Bush,
sides of the same corrupt coin.
Exactly. Bush Sr. answered to the Rockefellers. His son was another term for himself, and now Obama's another term.
Yes.
So they're all the same.
So going back, you know, most people are in denial largely because of this media manipulation of the mass mind. You literally have people who claim, no, can't be true what you're saying. I am watching television. I'm watching the news, and I'm getting the issues. I'm intelligent. I'm informed. That's hogwash. They're brainwashed. And so after denial, you go through bargaining, where the people who are really just closed-minded suddenly go, well, you know, if that's the case, then what about this? And couldn't be that because there's this or that. And so there's this Elizabeth Kubler-Rossian type of transition that the people have to go through once they start to hear this kind of information, and then ultimately after the bargaining, they get to anger. Now they get all upset. Suddenly they realize they've been had. And then that's really a largely dysfunctional place to be as well. You've got to move beyond anger. If you want to be a productive activist, you've got to go into acceptance and then activism towards literally a restoration of everything that we hold in our hearts, the highest values for health, for happiness, for sustainability, for permacultural, you know, literally intelligence, that we've got to steward ourselves and our planet consistent with the way that the Creator sustains and uplifts everything. Now you get into the good news. Here we've had the greatest revelations in Earth's history as to who we are as spirit-filled beings. We are the music. And if you want to treat yourself in not only to heal yourself, but sustain yourself, even rejuvenate yourself, literally you got to get into the music. And this is what we're advancing, not only with 528 in OxySilver and in the Zeolife and in the awesome product. I highly urge everybody to get on PrimoLife. Try it for a month. You will not believe that you feel younger, you look younger, you just like you start to reverse aging. Why? Because it's simply the mathematics and the electron spin in the particular primordial elements and the full range of vitamins, enzymes, everything is in PrimaLife that you really need to, you know, bring this body back to the way it should be, which is naturally sustained. So anyway, that's what we're doing. We're advancing the products. We're advancing Healthy World Organization, the Healthy World Affiliate Program, leading to the Ambassadorship Program. We've got plans now that have been literally developing now. We're very close to having our 5-year doctorate in naturopathic medicine and energy medicine that ends in a 1-to-2-year residency program in one of the World Organization for Natural Medicine's Clinics for Humanity, which goes into the underserved nations and into the underserved communities and works with the natural ways to restore and basically heal people. And so this is going into whatever community, whether it's in Hawaii, where our organization will have the residency program, or whether it's in Beirut, Lebanon, or whether it's in the South America. These clinics have been established to take advantage of the local herbs and the botanicals and using the basic fundamental understanding of how healing can be miraculously brought about by the most simple of elements, hydrogen, oxygen, water, this whole concept of pH, parts hydrogen, dealing with hydrogen in water, this alkalization of the body, which literally eliminates most of the infectious diseases, the inflammatory conditions, and the chronic illnesses, including cancers, cannot do well, if at all, in a body made more alkaline. So all of these wonderful pieces of information and intelligence and educational materials we have in the Healthy World Store, we also highly recommend you join as an affiliate, and then you don't then have to pay us. You pay yourself, or you have other people pay you, because you're literally our partner then in the Healthy World Affiliates program.
Yes, you are. And so, and it's a great opportunity. And you can go on to healthyworldaffiliates.com, and there's videos on there where you can learn about the products. I did an intro to it. It talks about how the site works. And it's an amazing opportunity. Also, if you want to host a screening for PharmaWhores in your town, I definitely recommend doing that. We have a lot of affiliates that are doing that now. We'll go if there's a quota of people there. We got to have at least, how many people would you say? At least 150?
You know, I think we just, we have some technical difficulties right now. I know the folks on BBS Radio can hear us right now, but for some reason, we've been knocked off of the, we've been knocked off of our live feed on the live stream. So sorry about that, folks. I don't know what quite understand why that has occurred, but we'll try to restore that for next week.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know why that happened. So, oh my gosh, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, sorry about that, Sherry. Well, we were talking about the Healthy World Affiliates
program. Yeah, I was talking about the affiliates program, and if you want to host a PharmaWhores screening in your town, I recommend that you do it. It will come to your town if you have a certain amount of people that come to it. I'm not sure what the quota is and how many people you need to have attend. We have to figure out where the location is, of course, if it's overseas, and obviously be more people. And then what we would do is we'd bring products with us. You would get a percentage of the product sales, but then also we would promote your affiliate link. So everybody that attends the event, the screening, will get your affiliate link. Anybody who signs up under you and purchases something, you'll get a commission check every month. So that's how the affiliate program works, and it's great to have us supporting you on that. And we just did that for Jonathan Mark in Northampton, Massachusetts, which was one of the reasons why we went out to Boston. There's a lot of places that we haven't hit yet. So if you want to be the person that doesn't, that definitely hosts our screening for us, let us know. We're going to be in the, Portland, Oregon area coming up in August, but then we're also going to be in Hawaii, at the end of August. So if you're in the Hawaii area and you want to host a screening for us, we'll be out there as well. Just email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com. We can come to the screening and do an amazing Q&A with the people who have lots of questions. And this is really good for educational purposes, on just for people really to figure out what is really going on here. Why are these people doing this? What is their agenda? And how are they all connected? And then also, I know a lot of you out there, you all are completely aware of all this stuff that we're talking about right now, and you're thinking, well, I've heard this before, I'm completely aware of it, but guess what? There are a lot of people that are still not aware of it. Believe it or not, more people than not are not aware of what's going on, and in order for them to get the good news, a lot of times they have to be woken up to really what's going on and then want to do something about it. Well, how can I help? Is there a question after they wake up to the truth? How can I help? How can I make a difference? How can I do anything to contribute?
So Healthy World Organization is what I would urge people to consider, and Healthy World Affiliates Program has been set up to really facilitate that. And then staying in touch with us basically through all the newsletters. That's really important too.
It's really, really important. It's important that you keep in touch with us, because we don't need just a team. We need an army of people. And if you look at all the people that we're going up against, they're really powerful. And the more of us there are, the better. So if you're out there and you want to contribute or help us, we need help with social network marketing too. If there's anybody that's good at that, contact me at info@HealthyWorldAffiliates. Let me know that you want to help out on that. And we've got to get a lot of this stuff posted out on the blogs, all of the newsletters, and just informing people about really what's going on out there.
So we're back on live right now on Love528TV.net. We had an outage for some reason. I don't even understand why that would be. But thanks for staying with us. I know that there's a bunch of you still listening and watching out there. And we've got about 15 minutes. What else do you want to talk about?
What else do you want to talk about?
So how would you recommend changing these people who still have to go through this whole transition?
Well, and this is the part of it that bothers me the most, is that we have these activists out there who are just dangling their toes to get them wet, but they're not willing to sacrifice.
Yeah, because I mean, how many people have to die? It's kind of like Bob Dylan's song. You know, how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? And how many people have to die before we wake up and say no more to war? This whole concept of you being afraid. You know, see, there's love, there's fear. You know, you're either in love in the moment or you're in fear in your head. And fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. This whole concept of this physical reality being the end-all, be-all, it's highly overrated. There's a whole spiritual realm where the real action is and the sustaining eternal is. And that's what the kingdom of heaven is all about. That's what Jesus' ministry is all about. That's the whole concept of really, if you're in the flow of love, in the moment, you're not in fear, and that's where the great stories that have been told over the millennia of these heroes who are engaged in serving Creator, everything from the earliest Knights Templar to those like people like George Washington who had arrows and bullets go through them and they didn't fall. The movie Pulp Fiction, that was another one which showed the same thing. Had dealt with the same concept. Bullets can go through people, because engaging this whole concept of zero fear, and I've lived it. I mean, I honestly have lived it. I should have died at least 6 times, and by the grace of the Creator and the angels, I was saved to do this work. So you can't go into fear. If you go into fear, you've lost the ballgame. Whether you're afraid to lose your advertisers or your money or your friends or your medical practice or your colleagues, you know, you can't go into fear. It's literally selling out.
Yeah, but I mean, that's where people live, obviously, more on the physical realm than anywhere else. I have to tell you, when I came to work with Dr. Horowitz, I never said I'm going to work for you. What I said was, I'll partner with you. And basically, I didn't ask for any kind of a paycheck. I said, let's create something where we can help people. We can do stuff that really we're passionate about, and that in the long run is really going to wake people up. Because otherwise, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in money. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. My interest has always lied in a purpose. In having a purpose in life, and the purpose was to help people to the highest extent. How can I be someone who can help and contribute to humanity? What can I do? And that was always a question I've had since I was a little girl. So working with Dr. Horowitz has been a huge blessing for me. Although we haven't seen big financial gain from it, I'm not interested in that. I'm really happy every day that I wake up. I know that I'm doing something for the Creator.
We are.
And I know I'm doing something. I don't know how these people go to sleep at night, these pharmaceutical people that work for the pharmaceutical cartel.
Well, this is it. They're
selling
out.
And wake up with a conscience to say, I feel good this morning for what I'm doing.
Yeah, we've interviewed so many nurses, so many people call us in the nursing arena saying, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I can't inject people. I can't sell these drugs. I can't push these pharmaceuticals because I'm witnessing their people in the hospitals dying left and right from this approach to healthcare.
And these are people that said, I would rather struggle and not have no money or less money than have to go and live with myself, administering vaccinations and pharmaceuticals. And you know, God bless those people because, you know what, once you give it up to the Creator, once you say, you know what, I have no fear anymore, I feel that what I'm doing is in the right and that you really want this for me, believe me, He will provide. He or she will provide.
And that's the key. The key is faith. You know, really, if you understand your relationship with the Source, if you understand the love that we've been created in and that the commitment, the covenant is lay it on the Creator. Yeah. The covenant, the contract is have faith and trust in the Creator and then test the Creator, particularly if you're a tither, if you're literally seeding into the paying it forward concept where you're literally not afraid to take the last dime out of your pocket and seed it into something that is literally wholesome and just and beneficial for helping another human being or serving the Creator, because that's how you're supposed to tithe. You're supposed to pray to the Creator and then have the Creator show you where to put your money, your last dime for the tithe. That's the whole concept of full faith. When you have full faith and you give your problems to the Creator, watch how the blessings come. Yeah. Watch how your life turns miraculous. Yeah. Literally, you're in the flow. Everything is synchronous. You don't have to worry anymore. Exactly. It takes such a burden off you. And think about what is life about. We've all bought this concept of not just popping magic pills to cure every ill, but we've got to have televisions. We've got to have 3-car garages to keep up with the Joneses, the Alex Joneses, right?
Right.
And so, but the reality is, you know, that's not giving you the quality of life and the satisfaction in your heart that we all want. What is it that you want? You want to have the same thing that Sherry and I want. What it is that we want, what you want, is a connection to the Creator, a relationship that's alive and real, and that then, through the service that we render, literally advancing by the direction of the Creator and the angels that direct us, that give us all the information, that tell us what to do next, that's the kind of life that you realize, you know, this physical realm is highly overrated.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, and now as so many people are getting sick and the environment is getting completely wasted by these literally satanic creatures who I can't even say are human, now you're going to have to face what I've been talking about. You're going to have to face it because you're going to see we're going to live exactly like Psalm 91. King David wrote it. 10,000 may be dying at your left, 1,000 may be dying at your right. But if you carry the love of the Creator and the faith and trust in the Creator in your heart, you will march triumphantly into the Messianic Age, the 1,000 years of world peace, which our office is also working on.
Right.
So yay, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. Because we've got that faith, we've got that connection, we've got that full measure of understanding of how the Creator works musically, mathematically, to sustain us, uplift us eternally. And that's where the real ball game is being played.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why we ask you guys to partner with us. We always ask for your help and partnership, because that's how I came to Dr. Horowitz. We're asking you to do the same. That's why we have the affiliate program set up. We have all these other opportunities. We have, you know, people that we need, product managers.
We need so much because we're evolutionizing the planet. Just think of the concept.
People come to us and they say, well, I need a salary. I need this and that, because they're not living with the state. We're saying, look, we'll support you. We'll help you.
We can get you started. Yes. But I mean, ultimately, it's got to be your faith and not just what we're doing, the passion that you bring into this whole transformation and the service. And the sales of these beneficial products is just a blessing. It's
right.
For prospering and saving lives.
Nobody else is doing it. It would be like, you know, the
it's
whole.
Totally unique. What we're advancing is, it's so blessed. It's so wonderful. We invite your partnership, and you're going to see the miracles manifesting, because that's the way it is. That's basically what it is that you can expect, because that's the way our lives are. There's really nothing special about us. Yeah, we get on this and we've been doing this for a long time. But the knowledge, folks, is really simple, and it's basic, straightforward, common sense. And you know everything we've been telling you on this program, you know, if you've got an ear to hear it and a heart open enough to receive it, is the truth, nothing but the truth. So help us, God.
So let's talk about to our sponsors right now and thank them, because I know
we don't have
much time.
We'll start.
We have the Healthy World Affiliates, which we talked about throughout the program. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. It's a way for you to partner with us, and there's 8 amazing products plus the Pharma Wars movie on there.
Yep.
And you can get involved in that. Just go to HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. It's completely free. You get a free web link. There's a banner on there that you can use on your own personal website or your own blogs, and definitely recommend it. You could signing up because you make commissions every month.
You know what we're really looking for right now? We need to have any one of you listening could, if you're sitting home, if you're unemployed, if you feel like you have a passion for what we're talking about, give us a call or drop us an email. We'll make sure that you get started in what's called social network marketing. So many articles are coming out on various blogs that deal with these hard issues that we've got either the full measure of insight into, so that it can literally educate those people who visit those blogs, and instead of them getting sucked into the deception of the stories, that you could literally give them some information and understanding to help them get out of that lunacy and hypocrisy, ultimately potentially saving their lives. And then on top of that, there's all of this great news. So you can choose, just like what we do every week, you know, we've got to choose between the good news and the bad news, and we get directed angelically, and we get directed by synchronicity, and we get directed ultimately in service to the Creator to look at what it is that we're supposed to do next. This is the kind of social network marketers that we're currently looking for. We're also looking for product managers. We've got some the most outstanding products, and they deserve to have their own managers. So what would a manager do? Establish accounts nationally. And this is potentially hugely lucrative. Don't forget, nobody's been advancing in the field of musical mathematics and physics and the whole concept of nutraceuticals that engage the frequencies. Think about homeopathics. It's resonant frequency. Think about silver hydrosols as superconductors of energy for sustaining and uplifting people. Think about taking the best broad-spectrum multivitamin mineral supplement and then bringing it into this realm of spinning the electrons so that they have the optimal blessing on the physical human body. This is what the kinds of products that we've been advancing with colleagues.
And it'd be good if they had an entrepreneur mindset too, because it really is going to be your own business. You know, we're not asking to put any money out. We're just asking you for basically people that have integrity, people that really have a passion. I mean, we'll help you get started. We will help you. You will make great money financially, but you also, more than financially, you'll be rewarded in bigger ways, such as spiritually.
Yay.
You'll really know that you're doing something great. And so that's the biggest, I think that's the
it's
biggest.
It's so
reward.
Exciting. It really is. It's wonderfully exciting, and it's just a great blessing. And it's humbling how blessed we are with all the information and all the products. So as people start to panic now over all of this intoxication and pollution from the Gulf and chemtrails and you name it, they're polluting it.
Okay, we
and
need to thank the rest of the sponsors.
Yeah. You know, I want to thank Don Newsom and BBSRadio.com. We'll just mention that again in a couple minutes for BBS hosting the Inside Hour every week, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock Pacific and midnight on the East Coast. I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group for all the years of support and publishing books, tapes, and DVDs, and most recently co-producing with us the film Pharmahores, the Showtime sting of Penn & Teller. Go to pharmahores.com, P-H-A-R-M-A, pharmahores.com. Also, I want to thank this past week Jonathan Mark from the Massachusetts area that hosted us.
He's from his website is flybynews.com.
Flybynews.com was a sponsor of us in the last month, has been doing terrific work, and did a television shoot with us, and has just posted that, I understand, on the internet, on YouTube. So you probably can check that out at flybynews.com.
I think it might be out tomorrow.
Might be out tomorrow?
Yeah.
We haven't viewed. He sent us the DVD. We haven't actually looked at it yet. We just came in the mail today, but he told us that it was probably going to be up by early this week. So that's now. And so thank you, Jonathan. Thanks all the folks that came to see the screening of Pharmahores in Northampton, Massachusetts last week. It was a wonderful event. Thank you so much for the help. Again, don't miss us at the upcoming Columbia River International Film Festival. That's going to be, again, what's the dates?
It's going to be, we're actually, the screening is going to be on August 21st at 8 p.m., Saturday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Columbia Gorge,
International Film Festival.
Yes, and it's going to be at the Vancouver Convention Center, Vancouver, Washington.
Okay, not Vancouver, British Columbia, but Vancouver, Washington. And that's the Saturday night, 8 p.m. is a premier spot for the preview of Pharmahores. So I think it's one of the best spots that they have for the whole film festival that they've awarded us. And we got an award this week from the Accolades Award for film, for independent film production.
Actually, it was for documentary feature.
For documentary feature film.
It was an award of excellence for feature documentary.
Yay! How nice that is. That's
really
a celebration,
Definitely.
I have to thank the people
out
there.
I have a little award you can put on. They want you to put it on the website, the little award.
Oh, nice.
And I'll send it to you so you can put it
on
your
website. Oh, okay. Well, we'll pop it up on the Pharmahores website. That's great.
That would be great.
Also, we're planning to be in Hawaii on the Big Island. So if you're listening from Hawaii tonight, we'll be back on the Big Island at the end of August. And towards the beginning of September, it looks like right now there's going to be an event happening in Hilo at the main theater there. It's called the Palace Theater in Hilo. And we're going to be hosting a Pharmahores screening there, and it'll be a fundraiser for some of the political organizations that we support out there, including the Turtle Party. Reverend Roxy Hampton is out there, as well as our sister Emily Neoli and Jeff Jarrett, who's running for state senate, United States Senator from Hawaii, Jeff Jarrett. His campaign is ongoing currently. So we'll be doing a fundraiser in Hilo coming up in early September. What else have we got planned?
We might possibly go to China.
Oh, well, that's true. We just got a couple invitations to go to China. Anyway, it's time for us to split. I want to thank you so much. Stay tuned on BBS Radio for Don Nikoloff in Evident Footprints. Love you, folks.
Love
Good night.
You all. God bless you all. Good
See
night.
You next week. Bye for now.